Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Why Are We Like This Patreon exclusive season one deathmatch. We get some wrestling the ding ding, like boxing bells in here. production note.
Yeah, so this is going to be a fun episode. We are going to go through the season one episodes and rank them. I think it's going to be very different and so much fun to hear each other's answers. So for me, I ranked these based on personal preference. I understand that there are some like phenomenal cinematography and acting and everything technical in some of the ones that are lower on my list, but I'm going on like rewatchability for me personally. Mm-hmm. So
mine is also on personal preference. Personal preference for me does take those things into account, because as I'm sure y'all can tell from any time I talk about anything ever, this is just how my brain has been wired. But I mostly am going on vibes and like a gut check. And I'm actually, I don't know if this happened for you, but I kind of surprised myself with some of my rankings.
Oh yeah, me too, for sure.
Because I started out with just like listing out each episode in what I thought was the order that felt good and right. And then I started writing out like short little blurbs of why I was ranking them where I was ranking them. And as I was writing those out, I was like, wait, should this go above or below or?
Yeah.
And so I will say like the top two and the bottom two never really changed, but that middle four really, no, that's a lie. No, my top two did change. Sorry. My top one and my bottom two didn't change. But yeah.
So what I did was I wrote them all out in order, just one through eight. And then I left that at the top of my list. And then I pulled starting with my least and then started pulling them and putting them in order. And I knew my number one and my number eight. My two and three are the ones that I feel like I went back and forth on the most. But definitely there's one in there that I know is going to be like, what? I was a little shocked with where it ended up, but I think I feel pretty solid about my list. So
yeah, I do too. I'm a little bit surprised and I am a little bit apologetic, but
yeah, I have a couple of please don't come for me notes.
Yeah, me too. I'm just remembering a poll that we did for season one, and please don't come for me, guys. Okay, so we're going to start with our least favorite, number eight, and work our way up.
Yeah.
All right. We should also clarify, our least favorite of season one, doesn't mean that it's bad. Like, it's still an episode of Heartstopper, so that's, a high bar to clear.
Yes.
But, within that, you got to have a favorite and you've got to have a least favorite. So
it's like trying to rank Taylor Swift stuff. It's like they're all phenomenal, but we're forcing ourselves to put them in an order.
Correct. So. Although I personally think that this was easier than ranking Taylor Swift albums, but that's.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's
a lot more to take into account with that.
Yeah. There's a lot going on when you get into Taylor Swift.
And also, Taylor Swift, has been part of our lives for longer, and so different things have meant different, like, significances at different seasons of our lives.
Right.
And this has only been out for 2 years.
Right. And it's only half of the show.
Yeah. So, I do think that when the full show is over, no more episodes, confirmed end of show, we should do a mega bracket to figure out the best episode of the entire series.
I agree. That'll be fun,
but we should wait until everything is out for that.
Yeah. All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. My number eight is episode four, Secret. And I'm pretty sure if you guys remember listening to our secret recording, it was a rough one. So my justification here is six words. So much rugby. So much angst.
Yes.
And also, yeah, like, the phrase, Harry, don't let the game go soft, really yucks me.
Yeah.
So much. It makes me uncomfortable. Like, when I was rewatching season one the other day, I was just like, I'm uncomfortable. So that definitely brought it down. But it's like, there's some really good stuff in, there's some really good stuff in there, but just, I'm like,
Yeah.
It's a slog. Like, the beginning, it starts off really strong, and then it just drags.
Yeah. It feels like the longest episode of the season. I don't know if that's true, but that one always feels like it takes forever to get through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're starting out different because that's not my last one. I went with Bully.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it starts out really strong, but then once it takes a turn, which is still pretty early in the episode, it, like, physically fucking hurts me for the rest of the episode. We get, like, you know, Charlie thinking about breaking up with Nick and their little faces in the hallway when they run into each other. And then the scene in the cafeteria where he is actually trying to break up with him. Like, all of that just hurts me so much that it just, I don't look forward to seeing that episode. It's like, once I get past like the move, like the char of it all, it's just, it hurts. Even though I do think it has some of the strongest cinematography of, of the season, but yeah, so I put Bully in the lowest slot.
That's fair. I think that a lot of people, I'm going to give my justification for why Bully is where it is for me when I get there. But I think that that is definitely fair for, I think a lot of people would say Bully is their least favorite.
Yeah.
So totally fair. So number seven, I, please don't come for me, y'all, but I have Girls.
I knew it was going to be Girls.
And I have two reasons. Number one, as y'all might remember, the logistics of that band concert make me irrationally angry to this day. Like, I cannot explain it. It just makes me so mad. And my other thing, and this is more of like a writing, like a technical thing, but I feel like they're trying to do too much. And other than the milkshakes, nothing really gets the time that it deserves. Like, they're trying to do some stuff with Tara and Darcy that just doesn't get its time to develop. And, like, the friendship with Nick and Tara. There's a lot of things they're trying to do. And I just feel like this episode is, like, the most rushed of all of them. Simply because they're this episode, I think, is the only one where they're trying to do more than their time will allow.
That's fair.
And so it just is... It's just weaker for me, and so I can't really put it much higher.
Yeah, that's fair. I put Secret in this slot. The reason why it's above Bully for me is because the beginning is so strong.
Yeah.
The breakdown in Charlie's bedroom and the rain kiss and all of that, the fucking moment with the PJs gets me every time when he's like, gets caught looking at him in his PJs, like all of that. And it's like an extension of Kiss, right?
So yeah.
Like, but then once it flips into the rugby, it's just rugby for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And that brings it way down on the list for me.
Oh, sorry. I'm just remembering this too. Like, the other thing with Secret that really gets me is just like, Imogen is like the butt of the joke from like all of her friends, and like just all of the Imogen stuff hurts me so much
because
I love her. And so that also brings Secret down for me.
Valid. What'd you put in six?
This is where I put Bully.
Okay.
And the reason that it is sixth and not seventh or eighth is because it's so well done. And just like, for me, like, I hate the scene with Ben in the parking lot, but I also love the scene with Ben in the parking lot. It is so incredibly well done. And like, even throughout the rest of the episode, like the music and the cinematography and the lighting all works so well to communicate what's going on without even like before there's any dialogue. It's just so well done. It brings me like artistic joy.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
watch. Yeah. As much, it's like one of those things, like it's a hurt so good for me because like I hate what is happening, but I'm just like, but oh my God, this is like high art.
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what I was referencing when I said that it had some of the best cinematography. Oh,
yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. It's just, it's so well done. And even some of the stuff in the movie theater, like it, there's a lot of mm-hmm. really good technical things that even though the events of the episode make me want to scream and cry,
mm-hmm.
just like elevates it, right? Or even like the scene with Julio in the car. Like there's just a lot of these little things that are just so good. So it gets a little bump for me.
Fair.
What do you have there?
This is where I put Girls. Mm-hmm. I don't really have anything bad to say about that episode. Like overall, I think it's great. We get the Tara and Darcy stuff. We get the pirate scene. The milkshake cafe is so iconic. Tao and Elle's like adorable little dancing. But, you know, I had to put it somewhere, and it's just not one that I ever think, you know what? I'm going to sit down and watch Girls.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's got to be lower on the list because the other ones I do kind of just go back to them on their own sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I fell with that one.
Totally fair. Number five for me, I think that this might be a don't come for me. I'm a little bit afraid.
Mine definitely is.
Number five is Meat.
That's what I have too.
So, like, obviously it's where it all began, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to, like, acknowledge that. It is a very good first episode of a TV show. It gets you invested, but it's also the first episode, so it's doing a lot of setup. And so it doesn't give me quite as many of the feelings as the other episodes.
Yeah.
Right? That I have above it. And the other thing is I have to dock some major points for the Ben of it all.
Yep.
Because it hurts.
Yep.
So much. So five.
Yeah. My notes on it say, and speaking of making the hard decisions, please do not come for me. It is a perfect pilot. It gives us so much information without it feeling like it's packed. And it sets up the vibe of the entire mm-hmm. season so perfectly, but I just enjoy other episodes more. And we're also forced to like watch the essay scene, which is like not fun for anyone. Yeah. So it just, it's at five for me. And I know that that one's one that people are going to come for.
So from a technical perspective, I'm going to, while you're getting your pitchforks, everybody, take a moment, pause, and I want you to think about this. If the pilot is the best episode of a season, that means that the season as a whole is not good, because that means that the things that are set up in the pilot are not successfully paid off. The thing that Heartstopper does so well is pay off all of these things that we've set up in Meat. So I honestly think it being like middle of the road, number five, is a really good place for a pilot to be, because it's doing all of these things really well, but we have the very satisfying payoffs in later episodes that, you know, without Meat, we wouldn't have. But those payoffs are much more satisfying than the setups.
Yeah, that's very well said.
Eddie said something very similar recently about Dune 2, so I can't take full credit for that. but so this was like a kind of a combination of things that I've gathered from conversations I've had about The West Wing, which has one of the best pilots I've ever seen. And then also recently talking about how well Dune Part 2 pays off everything that's set up in the first one. So, yeah, just things to think about before you come for us with your pitchforks. This is like sound technical theory.
Yeah.
And I would like to assume that there's a lot of people putting down their pitchforks going like, oh, she's kind of right.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Yeah.
That was the first one that was like painful for me to put in a slot. Like, I felt really good about the first three I slid in, and then I was like, I don't know.
I had Secret Girls and Bully very confidently in place, and then I was like, two through five really was where it got a little bit like dicey for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So speaking of, in fourth, I have Friend.
Okay.
I love the arcade scenes. There is a lot of really important character development that happens. Excellent soundtrack, excellent costuming. However, this episode is like peak season one Tau bullshit.
Yeah.
And that knocks it down just a little bit from my top three. Like, I love this scene or this episode, but just like the Tau nonsense just kind of brings it down.
Yeah, valid. I also have Friend in this slot.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love this episode so much. It's so iconic. All the reasons you said, and then just like, it's the vibes of this one are a little up and down because Nick is just starting to integrate into mm-hmm. the group. And I couldn't put it any lower because I just love this episode so much and I watch it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And plus my tattoo is like a shot from this episode. So like, it's clearly very important to me, but I also couldn't put it any higher because the three that I have are like just overall better episodes,
yes.
like from beginning to end. And so this one was, I really struggled with because I love this episode so much. And I was like, wait, it needs to be higher, but like also it can't be any higher. So I struggled with this one a lot. But yeah, I settled also on slot four for it.
Well, I wasn't settling. I was like, yes, this is the correct place. And the reason is because all of the highs hit really well mm-hmm. in line with my actual top three. But the Tau bullshit is like, that is the specific thing for me that like knocks it down a peg compared to my top three. And so like for me, I'm like, all right, yeah. But yeah. That's because I hate season one Tau.
I just have stronger feelings for the top three.
That's entirely fair. I'm actually starting to think that we might have these in the same order.
I'm really curious. I don't think it's going to end in the same place, but I'm curious to see where
I think it might
be slid in. I feel like I've been very vocal about my favorite episode.
I know. Number three, I think this is going to surprise people because this is one that moved around a bit amongst the top three, is Boyfriend.
Maybe we are going to end up at the top. I really thought we were going to have super different answers.
The bottom was kind of different, but
yeah.
So this episode, it like runs you through the full range of human emotion.
Mm-hmm.
but like it also does a really good job of ending with a lot of joy and a lot of happiness, and also has one of my favorite scenes from the comics at the beach. And I had to kind of fiddle around. Like it just, I ended up, as I was writing out my justifications for my other favorites, I was like, oh, I like these other ones more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just got the good feelings a little bit more right. when I was justifying the other two, my top two.
I have Boyfriend in slot three. I think it's a perfect finale, but I had to go on like how much it makes my heart swell and how often I go back and rewatch. And there's still a lot of hurt that's going on in the mm-hmm. beginning of Boyfriend. And I think for me, when I first watched it, like that didn't really like hit me because you kind of knew that the vibe of the show is not a cliffhanger. Will they, won't they, like they're going to get together. So I originally had much stronger feelings for it, but then once we started like watching and analyzing, and I was realizing like how painful it is for me when they're not together.
Yeah,
I have to dock it some points just for my own emotional reaction to the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end, we're like overwhelmed with happiness because it's, you know, it's all works out. Everything's lovey and happy. And they go to the beach and it comes out and we get that beautiful montage at the end. And I love, 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 love this episode. But my top two are, I watch them constantly. Like, they're my go-to mm-hmm. watches. And so they have to be above it. Sorry, not sorry. To all the boyfriend lovers out there.
So number two, I have Crush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read my justification. It's bisexual people exist. Snow scene. Why am I like this? Perfect. Iconic.
Nice. Succinct and valid. So, yeah, I can't believe we ended up with the same top three. Crush is also my second.
Five.
Yeah, but I was really – the top three is where I mm-hmm. thought it was going to vary. Yeah, my notes on this one just say – this one makes me kick my feet and giggle every time. I literally feel giddy. I mean, they're falling at this point, and it's palpable. Mick's journey means so much to me, and he's really starting to understand here, like, what's going on, and it's so beautiful. And we get, like, the crackles and the sparkles and their little giggles and the Sappho beginning, which is, like, a perfect scene for me. Bisexual people exist. We get Mr. Ajayi being sassy. We get Nelly in the snow and Tara and Darcy coming out to Elle and then them forming their little group. We get the panic scene at the drums, you know. I don't think he's straight at the end. And then Nick going home and Googling. And it's just such a special episode with such a special feel. Like, I don't want to sound redundant using that word again, but it just is a special episode.
It's really good. It's by Panic the episode and we love it.
Yes, truly.
And so then... all of you who've been keeping track know that number one is Kiss.
Yep.
So again, I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, I have 6 words justifying this. Classic, iconic, need I say more?
Yep.
Do I? Like.
Yeah, no, that pretty much sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think I've been pretty vocal from the beginning that this is my favorite episode. Just following along with Nick's journey, it just means so much to me. And he is accepting his feelings for Charlie. And he does the little asks him out on a date when he asks him to go to Harry's party. And like just the magic that you feel from the second that he gets to that Charlie walks into the party and they like giggle and run to each other. And then we get like, the Tara Darcy kiss, which is like groundbreaking for Nick. And honestly for a lot of viewers as well. And then I love the way that they like run up the stairs. And before that, when Nick like holds Charlie's hand and doesn't let go, it's like all these little baby steps. And then we get upstairs and we get their first kiss. Plus we get Nick showing up in the rain, which is just classic rom-com. Mm-hmm. And like so beautiful. this is my go-to episode. Like I watch it for every occasion. If I'm sad, if I'm happy, if I'm, you know, celebrating something or mourning something, I'm like, Kiss, let's watch Kiss. Like,
yeah, it's just, it's so good on so many levels. Like the Clearest Blue dance scene is so well done.
Yeah.
The Nick and Charlie kiss is so well done. Like every single thing is just like, it's from a technical aspect is also like perfect in so many ways. And it's just a joy to watch.
Mm-hmm. It holds the brightest of flames in my season one heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And like you said, their first kiss is so well done. It's like pulled from the comics. If you put the comics and the show side by side, it's wild how accurate.
Well, and the other thing that it does, there are few things that I can watch more times that I can count where a like pivotal scene like this still carries just as much tension on watch one as it does on any subsequent watch. And just something about the way that the Nick and Charlie kiss is done in this episode, it really just like I could watch this episode 1,000 times. And I still feel the same things that I feel.
Yeah.
And like there are very few other things that I can say that I've seen as many times that like hit the same way on watch one and watch 12. Like, it's honestly like this episode and freaking Perfect and Top Gun Maverick. I love that movie. Like, unironically, it is an incredible film. If you haven't watched it, do.
I saw it
6 times in the theater.
Wow.
Well, because we saw it a couple of times in the theater, and then I hate being home on the 4th of July because of the fireworks and everything. So we often try and like go and do something. And 2 summers ago when that movie was out, the drive-in theater where in my hometown was showing it. And I was like, ooh, that'll be fun. And it'll, you know, and the drive-in is cheaper. And so I was like, it's cheaper. It'll be like a nice evening. And, you know, we won't be, because they do fireworks like right near where I lived at the time.
Mm.
So I was like, we won't be near all of the fireworks and stuff. So we did that and it was a blast. And so we ended up seeing it, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
But anywho.
But yeah, like you said, I have to agree. Their kiss scene. I mean, I've seen this episode probably, oh God, like 40 fucking times because I know I watched it a bunch before we started the podcast. And then I watched season one just to death when we were covering it. And I still go back to it. So I'm going to guess probably around 40 times. And I still can't fucking breathe when they're like leading up to the kiss and there's all the tension and you can like feel it. And I know it's going to happen. I've seen it 40 times and yet my body still reacts as if it's the first time.
Yeah. And like for me, because I read the comics, so I knew that it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I still like felt that like hitch in my breath and like the like heart stopping. Roll credits. The like heart stopping like energy of it, just because it's so well directed and shot and choreographed and like it's just great.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. If we were to rank the title cards, I think that they would be very different rankings if we're just going exclusively on the title cards.
I almost threw that in for this episode. I was like, should we do the title cards too? And I was like, no, let's just do them one at a time so we can focus.
I think that that would be fun to do. I just wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you my top two of season one are probably Boyfriend and Friend. But, yeah.
We'll have to do that on a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Wow. We were way more similar than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. I think that also speaks to, like, the quality of the episodes. Like, I know that you're, like, going on personal preference, but, like, the things that matter to us about the show in terms of, like, just, like, rewatchability are very similar.
True.
But then, like, the quality of, like, the filmmaking just kind of, like, takes it to another level as well.
Mm-hmm.
That it's, like, I feel like it's kind of hard to argue.
True.
I guess, like, Girls is the only thing that maybe some people might be mad at us about. But, like,
we had to, okay? We had to make the tough decisions.
Yeah, and also just, like,
revisit the episode on it if you want. If you want to know our full thoughts. Yeah,
but I mean, my succinct summary of my problems, so much happens in that episode, and yet it feels like nothing of consequence happens. That's my, like, one sentence, why I don't like it as much as the others. Like, I know that a lot of things do happen, but it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it just doesn't do it for me. Sorry. That's the only one that I don't have a really eloquent reason for why I dislike it.
Valid. I mean, to be fair, it's one that I like couldn't come up with a reason as to why I put it there either. I don't know. I just don't revisit it as much. But I do. I really love Nick and Tara bonding in that episode, like, mm-hmm. so much. It sets us up for, like, how he's going to be able to lean on her throughout his journey.
Yeah.
But that is just one aspect of many things that go on in that episode. And so, yeah.
All right.
We did it.
We did it. So I guess tune in soon for the season 2 version of this.
Yeah. Which I think is going to be harder just because I've seen it less. Like, I mean, I've seen it a billion times, yeah. but compared to season 1, I've seen it much less.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to do a rewatch or two before of season 1 or of season 2, like straight through without like taking any notes or anything.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really done that since it came out.
Right.
Like I watched it like twice right when it came out. And then we like dove right into
coverage,
doing our like coverage of it. And so it kind of became like, all right, let's watch this episode and like super, super, super analyze it. And then I just like haven't been able to come back to it yet. So I'll have to do that.
Fair.
The meetup.
So yeah, y'all let us know what other like Heartstopper bonus episodes you would like.
I mean, I think our current ideas are ranking season 2, ranking the season 1 title cards, ranking the season 2 title cards.
I kind of feel like if we do the title cards, we should do season 1 and 2 together.
Ooh, yeah.
Just do all the title cards. Just because that's going to be, that would be like a 10-minute episode.
Yeah, that's true.
We did just one season, but yeah, definitely ranking stuff, which is like, you know, gonna get harder, but let's do it. Y'all pay us to do the hard things.
Yeah. Listen, we're here to give the people what we want, what they want, and also what we want. I'm fucking crazy. Don't leave me alone.
All right. Yep. So this one will go out in April. It'll be our April bonus.
Sweet.
Oh, I guess we awesome. Should say bye.
All right. So until next time, bye.
Bye.
We did it.